Well, Shorten na Gaeilge has become one of the most important events throughout the 32 counties, and every year we see events taking place right across the Gaeltacht to our own county and different parishes. New groups being set up to hold events in Gaelic, need that be song or poetry or literature or walking tours, and it's a fantastic opportunity for people with the Cúpla Focal to get out there to share the Cúpla Focal with others, to build on their confidence in relation to the language. The language, as we know, is very ancient, and we're looking maybe at three plus thousand year old, and it's really important that we try to encourage as many people right across the 32 counties to engage with the groups that are organising these fantastic events. And we as a council, and I look forward to the launch of Seacht na Gaeilge, especially myself as Cathal na Coitianna na Gaeilge, and the fantastic committee we have, a right cross-party, cross-grouping that work extremely well together. But we, as I says, as a council, we do look forward to this every year, and we have fantastic staff doing fantastic work. But, you know, there's a lot of steps that we have to take that we haven't taken, that we could have taken and chose not to take it for different reasons in relation to promoting the language. We have a very strong policy in relation to building houses within the Gaeltacht, and in terms of housing estates, both social and private, that the 85%. And I have to be honest with you, I am not confident in the approach that the council has been taking in relation to this. They are not listening to the experts who are well qualified and experienced in this line of work, especially linguistics. We've given them a list of people we believe that should sit down with us and help us navigate this quite challenging process of 85% fluency for those who be allocated social housing, and in terms of those who seek to buy private housing. And I'm afraid that I have to be honest that this has fallen a wee bit on deaf ears, and what saddens those that I'm discussing this issue with within the community who have dedicated life to is that they feel that those who don't even speak Gaelic are there dictating a pace, and that has an impact on us in a community that we know that the language is dying, and we are trying to do our best to keep that language alive, to pass it on to the next generation. And I'm afraid, as chairperson of the Irish Language Committee, I have to put my hand up and say that I think we could be failing on this.
And, yeah, you just mentioned there that there are some concerns. Do you think holding more events, not just this time period of the year, throughout the whole year, holding events like Seacht na Gaeilge could help in people gaining fluency and so on?
Yeah, look, there's a huge revival right across the country in relation to the language. And unfortunately, just within the Gaeltacht itself, we're left with a massive challenge. A challenge that was, I suppose, left upon us, I suppose, by the failure of successive governments through many years, through their capitalist and neoliberal policy that forced our young ones to the four corners of the earth, need that be Abu Dhabi, to Australia, Scotland, or New York. And when you have a community that is left with a very low wage base, who can't rent houses because people are Airbnb-ing, or else you can't get a mortgage because your wages aren't enough, how are we to survive? How are we to survive as a language of the next generation when they come of age, that they get straight onto that dairy boat as it used to be, or that big plane in the sky, and head for foreign lands and find a new life there, a life that they can afford to buy a house, a life that they can actually afford to rent a house and afford to be able to live on when you look at the cost of living that we have here, the high cost of petrol and diesel and heating. You know, these things aren't in isolation. You have to bring these things, the whole thing together, and make it possible for working class and people in rural areas within the Gaeltacht to be able to live. Otherwise, our next generation ain't going to be here to speak a language.
So to ensure the Irish language is maintained and preserved, social policy has to keep up in that regard?
Yeah, you need to look at it from a social and economic perspective, and we need to talk and engage linguistics who are professional in their line of work. Like, they have their doctorate in a specific piece of work, and they're clearly telling us we have to listen and look at the report that was commissioned by the Free State Government in 2007, and we need to look at what they were saying in that report and just because you have a gut feeling and just because you're in a position of power doesn't make you qualified to make the assumption or to make the rules that you think suits best without the knowledge and without the background and the research into it. And here we are, and the Gaels and Sir Gaeltacht have been shouting and banging tables for many, many years, saying clearly to the government that this is not working, what you are doing. You are forcing our youth to the four corners, and the language is dying within the Gaeltacht, and this is what we need. And unfortunately, bureaucrats and politicians do what they think is best, and it's always mostly in their own self-interest.